In her January 20th communique, ICAO Secretary General Fang Liu directed appropriate state authorities of aircraft operators which use South Sudan airspace to, quote, communicate to civil aircraft owners and operators intending to operate within the airspace under the authority of the Republic of South Sudan the need to fully assess the potential for risks to flight safety, end quote. Liu says the International Civil Aviation Organization received information from a variety of sources indicating that been disruptions to air traffic services and related supporting services within South Sudan airspace without adequate contingency arrangements in place. Liu says there are not enough qualified air traffic controllers, aeronautical information about out-of-service or withdrawn navigation equipment is not being regularly communicated, and air-to-ground communications are, in her word, inadequate. A Kenya Airways official who spoke on condition of anonymity because he is not authorized to speak says it has been difficult for some aircraft to land at Juba International Airport because of poor communication, as air traffic controllers do not always respond promptly. The official also says sometimes there are goats or birds on the runway. Ethiopian Airlines area manager Bicardo Kasa says captains from his airline have not experienced any major problems with air traffic control or ATC when landing or departing from Juba International. Kasa says Ethiopian Airlines officials ensure that any technical problem is fixed on the spot.
There could be some incidents, but we're operating our flights normally, like the other airlines. But if there is any issue with the ATC, the machines and everything, we normally report it to the civil aviation and the airport authorities, and then they usually fix it. So far, I don't remember any case of miscommunication or delay on reply.
UN Humanitarian Air Service, or UNHERS, which is managed by the World Food Programme, operates most of its flights from Juba International to various destinations across South Sudan. When asked about their experience flying through South Sudan airspace, WFP's head of communications in South Sudan, Marwa Watt, said in an email, to quote, WFP, the UN agency mandated to provide humanitarian and non-peacekeeping related air services to the UN and NGO community, works closely with the ICAO and all national civil aviation authorities, including those where our leased aircraft are registered, to ensure we are able to maintain safe aviation services on behalf of our users, end quote. In December 2020, South Sudan's Defense Ministry took over operations at Juba International after air traffic controllers at the airport went on strike demanding renewal of their operating licenses, more air traffic control equipment, and payment of their wages in arrears. Engineer Saleh Akot, deputy manager at Juba International's control tower, says his office has not received the ICAO's communique. But Akot insists the country's air traffic controllers are competent.
It's not true. We have the head of the control and another staff. There are two who have license now. These two guys, it is them who monitoring the trainees. We have 30 trainees, students, who have been trained in Nairobi, but they didn't receive their license. They are supposed to go for control area. But they have been trained. Now they are working with the police, the head of the controllers, and other senior controller. So our health space is controlling by our civil aviation two controllers who have license.
A court did not disclose whether the air traffic controllers deployed at the airport are from the Defense Ministry or if the former controllers who had gone on strikes were reinstated. Liu says ICAO is concerned for the overall safety of international air traffic and is urging aircraft operators to assess flight safety risks while in South Sudan airspace. She assured aircraft operators that the ICAO's primary objective is the safety and security of international civil aviation. For VOA News, I am Onen Walter Solomon in Juba.